Jones, Mabel, Rich the Kid. It's Ring Ring on the hit list on KMFM for a Thursday night, playing out live across Kent. So Zed is back with a massive new track. It's called Happy Now, and he's hanging out on the show tonight. How are you?
Good. Having mac and cheese on the side.
Oh, solid. Exactly what you need in any sort of interview. When you go into these things, if you could have like the perfect side interview dish, is it going to be mac and cheese or is it going to be whatever?
I have done interviews for many years. I've never had mac and cheese while I had an interview. I have to say this is a first for me.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I feel like chicken nuggets is something that could be a good one.
Yes, with like a little 20 nugget McDonald's share box.
Yes.
And then you just need like a variety of dips around you.
Without the dips, there's no point in having any of them.
Seems like you haven't stopped in the last year from what I've been seeing. I was looking at your Instagram earlier. I think you were on, were you on a plane earlier?
I was in actually three countries yesterday. I was in Russia and Finland and in UK. That was my last destination.
Yeah. Have you had a day off recently or has it just been work, work, work?
Not recently, no, but I will tomorrow, which I'm kind of excited about. I got actually 2 days off, which will be really awesome. And then back on a relatively busy schedule.
So you're in the UK for your days off?
I'm actually going to be in France.
Oh, God, you are everywhere.
France is a good country to be in right now.
I was going to say, after the World Cup, it'll be buzzing. Yeah. Although everyone will be hungover, probably for the next week, to be fair. So you'll turn up expecting everyone to be proper buzzing and you'll be like, well, why does everyone look so pale and ill?
I will know why.
You've played, obviously, festival season is going on at the moment, played some massive festivals, some massive gigs. I always wonder when it comes to like DJs and producers, when you're up there, what's the weirdest thing you've seen from behind the, like just behind the decks? What's the weirdest thing you've seen from the back? Obviously that you can say on radio, because I can imagine there's been a lot of stuff that you probably can't say on radio.
I don't know. I think I can say everything. I see a lot of weird things.
Okay,
I see
go on.
People dancing in ways you have never seen people dance before. I've seen people wanting me to hook up with their wife.
Okay, very kind.
Like have a phone up with that message for 30 minutes that just won't disappear. And you're like, why do that?
You mentioned the dancing. Obviously, with this being radio, we can't really visually see it. But if you could describe it in words, the sort of dancing you're seeing.
So just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I had a guy at a table. Okay, so imagine you do biceps curls.
Yes, got it.
Like that movement with a flat hand, open hand. He was doing this for an hour. And I just don't know what he wants because he keeps doing that with both arms and it's like, go up. Like, I just didn't understand what he wants. And then I found out the next day because he found one of my friends online on Instagram and DM'd saying that he wanted the music to be louder. But for an hour straight, he's like moving his arms like a conductor and I just don't know what he wants.
That guy is so committed though to getting the volume turned up if he was doing that for a solid hour.
He didn't hear my music loud enough.
Like, and he didn't give up, which I think is the best part.
No,
of
he
all
didn't.
Of
I appreciate that. I appreciate the passion.
So you mentioned obviously you saw a sign lending out somebody's wife. What's the other sort of like fan signs you've seen?
Honestly, there's so much happening every single week that I forget about the week prior. But I remember once I was DJing. We did a charity show in Vegas with a couple other DJs, and I was playing right before Tiesto. And somebody on his phone had Zed is a goat or the goat, and I was like, what? Why am I a goat and what's wrong with him? And it kind of got me mad because he left the phone up the entire show.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got off stage and Tiesto came on, it switched to Tiesto is a goat. And I just had never heard of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a compliment.
But I thought like, why am I a goat? Do I look like a goat? Do I sound like a goat? So that was a little weird. But honestly, in Vegas, crazy things happen.
So obviously he put Zed is the greatest of all time sign up. And then as soon as you were off the stage, suddenly Tiesto was the greatest of all time.
No, he didn't like my set, I think.
His allegiances are very mixed.
Yeah.
KMFM.
Zed is hanging out on the show tonight. And we were talking about all of these like massive festivals before. What's been like the biggest moment for you in your career so far?
I mean, I think winning a Grammy has been a moment that I didn't think would ever happen. That was really big. Having my first like gold or platinum record was a really big moment. I just played a really big LA show, which was the biggest show of my career, which was also a huge moment because it, you know, was bigger than most festivals that I've played in LA, and really like was a big moment for my entire team. There's a lot of moments that I of things I achieved that I didn't think I would ever be able to achieve that just blow my mind constantly.
Do you still get starstruck when you're meeting people, like if you're jumping in the studio with people, because obviously you've worked with some massive artists, or are you kind of are you gone gone with that level now, or does it still, is it still very much there?
It's still there, yeah. I mean, I can be starstruck by people who are not famous, just people that are really inspiring to me. They don't have to be like socially famous. They just have to be somebody that I look up to, and that can be somebody completely unknown. There's a bunch of, you know, unknown bands that I grew up listening to that I would be probably more starstruck meeting than somebody who's world famous.
Out of everybody that you've been in the studio with so far, kind of who have you clicked the most with? Who has it just worked the easiest with? Because I can imagine sometimes it's kind of a bit of a ramp to get going. Is there somebody as soon as you walked in, you were like, yes, we've got this down. This is perfect.
Yeah, no, I've had some tricky times. Sometimes you're a producer and then you have to, you're a doctor at the same time. You have to make sure everybody's comfortable and okay. And I've worked with a lot of amazing artists. I think Alessia Cara was one really pleasurable experience because she's just really talented, obviously, which makes my life easier. And she's just really sweet and nice and just a regular down-to-earth person, it just makes my life so much easier than if you work with somebody who thinks they're bigger than life and then to justify every little thing.
And I feel like it reflects it in the music as well, because do you find that? Do you find that when you're working better with somebody, obviously the track ends up better?
Totally. I mean, one of the things I hope I'm good with, and that's the feedback I get from most singers, is that I'm nice to work with. And I think a key to getting a great vocal result is having the vocalist be comfortable, because they're singing these words and saying these things that are, they're making themselves very vulnerable. So you have to make them as comfortable as possible, and that,
of course,
you know, can be the right temperature in the room. It has to be the right lighting, so they really feel like they can open up and sing and do their thing as good as they can. And then obviously there's a lot of collaboration of, would you mind hitting that note without a vibrato? You're stepping into their zone and telling them to do something differently than they want to do as an artist. And that's always a tricky conversation. And some people are very open-minded. Some people are a little bit like, well, this is my thing and I'm singing the way I sing. So, you know, bit of both always.
We were talking about how obviously when you get in an artist in the studio and it's really easy to work with them, it reflects it in the song. Was that the case for your new single? Because I just listened to it for the first time yesterday. It sounds so, so good. It's perfect for summer because we're in a heat wave in the middle of the UK at the moment, which is just, it's come at the right time. Tell me a bit about that track, like how that all came about.
Yeah, Ellie was incredible. My procedure is typically that I do 90% of the track, 89% of the track, and then I have singers record demos for me. And Ellie recorded a demo for me that was already really far advanced. Usually the demos are pretty rough and then I go in and re-record everything with the singer together. In this case, Ellie's voice was so good that I actually ended up using the majority of it and just had a little list that I went in the studio with her and re-recorded. But she made it extremely easy for me because what she gave me as a demo was basically just a professional vocal.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We're about to hit play on Happy Now. Now, can I get you to introduce it on KMFM, please?
What's up? This is Zed, and this is my brand new single called Happy Now on KMFM. You're a world of